welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Phoebe, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta, and her preaching is entitled, Arisen to Serve.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. My first impulse is to urge her to sit down. Auntie, I want to say, you've been sick for days. You had a 104-degree fever. We thought you were going to die. I mean, I'm glad you're feeling better, but seriously, take it easy for a bit. Of course, she'll hear nothing of that as she rattles about amidst the pots and pans, stoking the fire, stirring the stew, flipping the pitas, setting a table like it's Easter. And in a small way, it is. She was on the doorstep of death, and now she has Anastasia. That's the verb used here in Greek, and it's the same verb used in the resurrection accounts. She has risen. And her first impulse is not to sit down and take it easy. Her impulse is to serve. It doesn't come from a place of compulsion or oppression. It's not because it's her duty or because someone's making her do it or out of guilt. It comes from a place within her of gratitude. I was sick and now I'm healed. I was on the edge of death and now I'm risen. What better response could there be than to serve those around me? The word for what she does, according to the text, is diakonai. Literally, she began to serve. It's something associated with women across the Gospels. Martha's diakonai is when Jesus comes to her house for a meal, even as her sister Mary sits at his feet. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, wife of Chuza, and Susanna are noted for diakonizing Jesus out of their own means, in essence, providing resources out of the goodness of their own heart so that his preaching mission can go forward. And some of these women of Galilee are found again at the foot of the cross, diakonizing Jesus in his time of greatest need. Jesus has been good to them, healed them, brought them to ever greater life. And their impulse is to respond by ministering. It's a theme also echoed in the story of St. Phoebe, whose feast day we celebrate today, alongside that of St. Gregory the Great. Phoebe is one of 10 women named by St. Paul in the closing chapter of his letter to the Romans, but the only one specifically chosen by Paul to hand carry his letter to the people to whom it was addressed. She was likely expected to read them the letter and answer any questions about its content. Paul names her as his sister in Christ, as a generous benefactor, and then also as a deacon, diakonos, of the Church of Synchrae, someone whose gladness and response to the gospel of Jesus had impelled her to service of the Christian community. In Phoebe's case, as the likely leader of this particular church, nestled in the port, just to the east of Corinth. Is it also true of us? Do we approach this day cognizant of all the goodness Christ has shown to us? Does awareness of this goodness well up within us as gratitude? And does it move us to respond in acts of service toward the whole household of Christ? Does it maybe even impel us to become a leader within the church, like Phoebe? At the invitation of Pope Francis for the past several years, the church has been about the work of discerning whether to officially ordain women as deacons. It's a question that remains open in the final document of the Synod on Synodality from fall 2024, something for continued reflection. The question of whether women are ever officially sacramentally ordered in our current church as deacons, however, seems to have been of secondary importance to Francis, who first called for a committee to study the issue in 2016. More important to Francis was making sure that women were able, like Phoebe, to serve the church in significant leadership roles. I suspect that Francis's personal hesitancy about ordaining women deacons was more tied to his concerns about the unfortunate clericalism so often associated with ordination, rather than about women ministering in significant and prominent ways. Like the mother-in-law of Simon Peter in today's gospel, may we continue to set the table like it's Easter for the people of God. And like the deacon Phoebe, may we continue to travel near and far, sharing the good news. He's risen from the dead, and so are we.